Hello and welcome to the Popcorn and Piggy podcast, which is your audio guide to all things guinea pigs. Thank you for joining me today. Hello, welcome back. Welcome if you are new. Hello, I'm your host Sam, and this podcast is a place where together we share our love for all things guinea pigs. Their big, cheeky personalities, yet small, fluffy physical bodies, and how we can ensure that they get the best life possible so that we in turn can benefit from their interaction, love, and overall cuteness. This podcast is brought to you by Popcorn and Piggy. Popcorn and Piggy, the brand, is your one-stop shop for unique, cute, and funny guinea pig clothing, mugs, greeting cards, and stickers, and we are taking over the internet via our YouTube channel, Instagram, and Facebook accounts so that together, our community, the Popcorners, will change the stigma around guinea pigs being easy and disposable pets, and instead spread the word that guinea pigs are the best animals in the world. So that's enough for the intro. Now let's get into this week's episode. Hey Popcorners, and welcome back to the Popcorn and Piggy podcast. I hope you are well. I hope you are safe. I hope you are enjoying what is available or an opportunity in this situation. It is definitely fair to say that COVID-19 sucks. It is not very nice. It is obviously changing our lives dramatically right now. But I hope that you listening to this podcast are safe, you are healthy, or your family and friends are safe and healthy. Obviously your piggies are keeping happy too. And I want to firstly apologise by saying, obviously, sorry that there was not a podcast for the last 2 weeks. Obviously, COVID-19 sucks. That's going to be a theme throughout this podcast. And I think I explained in the last episode that I do suffer with anxiety. It's definitely something that I've had to learn to live with and obviously learn to cope with. But that is on a normal day. Obviously, COVID-19 is a whole situation that we have never been through. We have a lot of uncertainty, and my anxiety was definitely triggered. And you will know, no doubt, that this podcast is somewhere I like to be positive. I like it to be somewhere you can come, have a chat with me, come and have a listen, have me as part of your cleaning routine or your journey to wherever you are, or if you're on a walk now. I want to be in your ears and be some sort of positivity on, obviously, piggy power through COVID-19 and coronavirus and just our normal day. So if I'm not feeling great, obviously I didn't want to bring that energy to the podcast either. So apologies, there hasn't been an episode for the last 2 weeks, but as you can hear, I think I have found a way to cope through COVID-19, hopefully. Obviously it is just, and you're no doubt doing the same right now, is I am just taking every day as it comes. Every day is a new day. I am just taking every day as an opportunity to do, join that day the most with that day. Now, some days, I'm not gonna lie, like this morning, it's 2 o'clock when I'm filming this episode, in the afternoon. This morning, I literally sat on the sofa, I watched a film, I chilled out, had some time with the pigs, and then sort of lunchtime, I sort of got going. And some days it just takes a while to get going. Like, if you get out of bed, that's a celebration, like, not only for health reasons, but also, like, this is a tricky time. And I'm sure a lot of us, and especially if you're listening to this podcast, I think as piggy owners, there's a reason that we probably pick guinea pigs as well. And there's probably no doubt numerous of you that also suffer with anxiety like me. Maybe you have depression, maybe you have kind of illnesses, and I want you to know that you're not alone in that. I am fighting my own battles too, and I just want you to know that just take every day as it comes, seize any opportunity that you can have in that day, whether it's to just take the day to relax, to recoup, to rest, or whether it is to show up, to teach your piggy a new trick, or bond with your piggies, or learn something new, or just anything. Like, there is no rules right now. We can just take every day as it comes and do what we can. And obviously, hopefully now, if you don't know, I'm in the UK. We are in week 3 of social distancing. So we are now in our 3rd week of pretty much being told to stay home. You know, you're only to go out for essential travel. So, which is kind of like, if you have to go to work, then go to work. predominantly it is key workers going to work though, and it is for like doing your groceries and that. So yeah, I'm not gonna lie, nothing much has changed for me in that sense. If you don't know, I not only have Popcorn and Piggy, but I also have another business, which obviously allows me to work from home full time. I've been doing that for 18 months. So day to day, nothing too much has changed for me. I'm still working from home. I'm still doing a lot of work. Also, big shout out and thank you to anyone who has ordered from Popcorn and Piggy over the last few weeks. You have been keeping me massively busy. So thank you. And all orders remain open. I am still packing orders. I am being very hygienic, very careful, obviously, when I'm packing your orders. I am going to the post office twice a week instead of three times a week. So I'm now packing orders and taking to the post office on a Monday and a Thursday, whereas normally I would do Monday, Wednesday, Friday. So I'm obviously just protecting myself, but also just thinking about others. And I have reduced the packing, sort of dropping things at the post office twice a week, not three times a week, but I am still packing. I still have supplies for everything. There's no issue with the shop. The only issue is if you order something, it may just take a little bit longer to arrive to you. Normally, if you're in the UK and you order pea flakes, it will get to you in probably 2 or 3 days. I'm finding that that can take up to a week at the moment, so just be patient. Obviously, I'm shipping things within the normal time frame, but it's just Royal Mail obviously have a lot to deliver right now, as well as if anyone's sick, obviously they're not going into work for a set period of time, so there might be less people. So things are just taking a little bit longer, but I'm sure we can all be super thankful for Royal Mail and all the other key workers out there, whether it's NHS, you know, grocery shops, anybody who is going to work right now and helping us as a country and internationally, any of our countries, to function is amazing. So thank you to anyone who has ordered from me. The shop is still open. Things might just take a little bit longer. And obviously, if you are international, I don't ship people pea flakes internationally because they're food and they're perishable, so just for kind of hygiene reasons, before all this happened I didn't post pea flakes internationally, but you can still order everything else in the shop, you know, greetings cards, stickers, t-shirts, mugs, everything is still shipping. It is still shipping, you know, within probably 1 to 3 days. I think the t-shirts and mugs are a little bit longer at the moment. Within 5 days, though, everything is getting shipped out. It might just take a little bit longer. And again, internationally, things are still getting to you. It depends where you are in the world. So far, I have not found a country, kind of an update on a country that I can't ship to. So whether you're in Australia, New Zealand, America, Canada, anywhere in Europe, anywhere around the world, everything is still getting to you. It just might take a little bit longer. So I know sometimes when I'm shipping something to Australia, it can take about 14 business days. I think that is definitely up to like 3-4 weeks at the moment. So just be patient. Everything is still shipping. It just might take a little bit longer. And for that, I'm sorry. Obviously, if I could speed it up in any way, I would. You know me. I want you to receive your wonderful orders as quickly as possible. So anything that I can control, I am doing so. But obviously, a lot of it in terms of the post is out of my control. So thank you to anyone who has ordered or will order. Everything is still as normal. And like I say, I'm being very, very safe and protecting myself as well as you guys receiving your orders during this time. So that being said, I didn't know what I was going to talk about today. I just wanted to come on and talk to you because it's, like I say, I had 2 weeks off. I missed you guys. Hope you miss me. Big announcement, something that has been awesome. And I want to give you a round of applause for this. So I don't want to do it too loud in case I hurt your ears, but yay! Well done to all of you amazing souls that listen to this podcast. The podcast has reached 15,000 downloads. In fact, we've actually gone over that now. We are like 15,500 downloads. You guys have listened to this podcast over 15,000 times. That's amazing. And I love when I get your messages which say like how much the episodes have helped you, how much you've been enjoying them, how much it's part of like what was your normal routine, whether you were listening on the bus or if you were cleaning your guinea pig's cage. I know one of you said like you were having less screen time and so you were listening to the podcast. I love that. And thank you to all of you. This podcast is successful because of you and the fact that you enjoy it so much. So thank you to all of you and you listening to this for getting us to 15,000, over 15,000 downloads. That's incredible. And there's hundreds of you listening to this. So I try not to think about that because that could be quite scary. But I talk to you as if I was in a room with you one-on-one and just talking about piggies. So yeah, thank you so, so much to each and every one of you. And for anyone who has left a review, I have a lot of reviews to get to. Do not worry. I will get to you. You will get your shout out, not only on the podcast and Instagram. You will get your shout out. All will be back next week to normal. There will be a pop corner of the week. I will be sharing the reviews. Do not worry. So if you want to be one of those pop corner of the weeks where I read out the review that you've left on the Apple Podcast app, then go over to Apple Podcasts, scroll down, and you'll find where you can rate the podcast. And obviously you'll get read out and shared on Instagram. So thank you to anyone who has done that, because there have been a lot of you who have done that over the last few weeks. Also, side note, thank you to anyone who messaged me. If you were one of those wonderful people who messaged me asking how I was, asking, you know, was I okay because there was no podcast, everything's been okay. Like I say, I was just triggered with my anxiety over all this and the uncertainty, and not in a bad way, but just I honestly didn't know what to come on the podcast and say because everything was changing so much. Like I say, I try and remain positive and try and share with you experience or education, and obviously keep it piggy related as much as possible. And to be honest, obviously I did that episode when it all started in terms of like thinking about supplies and things, which hopefully has been helpful to you. I personally, like I say, in the UK we are social distancing and we're being told to stay home, but I am finding that there is no shortage of hay. I'm finding there's no shortage of fresh vegetables when I'm going shopping, and you know, everything else I'm finding is okay to get. Hopefully you are finding this the same, whether you're in the UK or abroad. I hope obviously all your piggies are still, you know, keeping their lives of luxury that they are used to. So yeah, thank you to anyone who reached out. It's been a tricky time. Like I didn't know what to come on the podcast and talk about, really, because I didn't want to act like nothing was happening, because obviously something is happening. But realistically, none of us have been through this before, and I can help you in terms of like what would I do, or how I'm thinking, how I'm feeling. But there's no guidelines or rule book when it comes to this. And especially the hardest thing I found was because this is such a worldwide podcast, like we have listeners from the UK, Europe, Canada, USA, Australia, New Zealand, like South America, like Africa, like so many of you. And I really, really like to, like I say, do this podcast as if I'm talking to you all individually, like I'm just talking to you one-on-one. I struggle to think what to say, because we're all going through this at different times. Like I say, in the UK right now, we're on week 3 of social distancing, of staying in your house unless you're doing like 1 hour of exercise once a day, or you're going to get groceries, or you're going to work if you're a key worker. So I know some of you are much further forward, like you've been really like a long time at home, and some of you aren't even at like being told to stay at home. So everyone is experiencing this totally different. And that also makes it really, really difficult to know what to share at what time. So hopefully you can see why it's been difficult to show up. I'm not creating any excuses, like I still could have showed up, but I didn't want to be insensitive and not talk about COVID-19, but also I didn't want to just talk about COVID-19, because I'm sure we're all sick of hearing about it right now. I am. I'm also one of these people that I watch the news, like we have in the UK, we have like a daily kind of update at like 5 o'clock every day. That's the only bit of news that I watch. I am very much, I want to hear the facts. I don't want to hear opinions. I just want to focus on what I need to know. And even that's got boring. I don't know if you've been watching that, but even that's got boring. Like, realistically, there's not much that they can update us on. We've just got to sit and just let things, you know, stay at home, save lives, and just let this thing work its way through, I guess. Like, yeah. So anyway, on a positive note, I hope you're all okay. If you are at home, let me know, message me, you know, you can do that on Instagram at Popcorn and Piggy, or you can find us on Facebook, send us a message. Or if you don't have either Instagram and Facebook, by the way, everything is Popcorn and Piggy, like you'll find us straight away. Then you also have the ability to contact me through the website. There's a contact form you can fill in. But let me know. Now, like I say, I've obviously been working from home full time, like for about 18 months. So my piggies are used to me being at home all the time. They are used to me kind of like the routine. Like I tend to come up to my little kind of, it's like a spare room really, but it's my office now. I come in here, I'll work from about 9 o'clock till lunchtime. Then lunchtime, obviously they get a treat. And then I'll come back up and work in the afternoon and then clock off at the end of the day. And then they get to run around and we get to have fun together. So they're kind of used to the routine. Although I have to say, throughout all of this, the routine has just gone. Like I said this morning, I literally was on the sofa until about 11 o'clock because just couldn't get going this morning. So the routines are all over the place. So my piggies, although used to me being at home, have definitely learnt to maximise this opportunity that they have, in a sense that normally, if you've ever seen this, I think I have a video on my YouTube channel. If not, I definitely have something in my highlights on Instagram of normally the piggies know that if I've gone out of the house, you know, whatever it is, drop things at the post office or I've gone out and about, they know that the front door, if it opens, I've come home and that means they get a treat. That's normal. Like whenever I come home, I give them a treat because it's just nice. That's kind of like our routine. Now, obviously, that's not happening very often. So they've now associated the bottom step of the stairs with treat time. So like I say, I have my office in like my spare room upstairs. And so whenever I go downstairs, mainly at lunch and dinner time, well, dinner time, they obviously get their vegetables, but lunchtime, I tend to give them a treat. Now, they have associated the bottom step with treat time. This becomes problematic because obviously I go downstairs to the kitchen to get snacks or drinks, or if I've got to get the post for whatever reason, or maybe, like I say, just having a bit of a different routine. They have now associated the bottom step with treat time, which now makes it problematic because every time I step on that bottom step, they expect a treat. Now, I think I'm going to come out of this a little bit skinnier. Maybe, I don't know. I'm certainly conscious of my snacking. I feel like I need to be very, very conscious of how many snacks I have in a day now, because they're not going to last forever. Only in a sense of like, it means I have to go shopping again, which obviously I'm trying not to do very often. The supermarkets are full of food. I hope you're finding the same thing. So I'm personally eating healthier, let's say. I feel like the piggies are going to gain weight after this whole thing because they're eating more and they're getting more treats. Now, they're obviously loving life. They're loving that. I don't mind it because they don't eat loads and loads of treats, but I just like to see them happy. So I want to know, message me, let me know, if you're spending more time at home, are your piggies loving it? Are you spending more time with them? Are you giving them more treats? Have they associated and learnt new behaviours? Have they got like a new routine? I would be so intrigued. Like I say, I noticed that the piggies have associated the bottom step now with treat time. It's going to take a while to change their mind over that, isn't it? But yeah, hope your piggies are all okay. Hope you've been keeping supplies up and things. The piggies are loving life. We've had some really, really nice weather in the UK, so I've been noticing them doing a bit of sunbathing. I would really like to put them out on the grass, but our grass is horrendous. It is just mud. So when this is all finished, fingers crossed it sometime soon, it might be a little while yet, I want to sort out the back garden again because the grass is just non-existent. Like I say, it's just mud. In fact, it's not even mud, it's just dry soil. So need to get sorted on that. But yeah, I just thought I'd come in, do a bit of like an update for you on this one, remind you that COVID-19 sucks for sure, but I hope you are remaining positive. And if you have, please, I have a few ideas for podcast episodes. Like I say, I'm going to try and get back to normal, because although I didn't want to like not ignore COVID-19, I think it's also important to keep things as normal as possible. And obviously putting out an episode every week, piggy related in somehow, is part of my routine. And obviously, hopefully then you have something to listen to every week as well. There's 50 odd episodes now. That's also crazy. So there's, if you haven't, go back and listen to all the others, because there are some, well, they're all amazing, but there are some gems for sure. And of course, we've got lots and lots of interviews as well on the podcast. So they're really, really nice, kind of like juicy, chunky episodes too. But yeah, so I have a couple of ideas for episodes. I'm going to obviously try and keep things educational and just Piggy related. But if you have anything that you want to hear, please let me know. Like I say, I've done like about 50 episodes now. So it's not like I've run out of ideas, but it's like I don't want to start repeating myself. But if you want to hear a different side of something I've shared, or you want to hear about something particular, then definitely let me know. So yeah. Hope you're enjoying things as much as possible. Hope you have been keeping yourself busy inside. I'm definitely, obviously, I'm very busy with work and things, but I'm also rewatching Star Wars. Don't think I've even seen all the films, so I'm catching up with Star Wars, which is with, because we now have Disney Plus in the UK, which is awesome. So that's one of my things, is to understand Star Wars by the end of social distancing, as well as I've been spending obviously a lot of time with the piggies, whether it's Piggy Cuddles, or they've definitely been having their nails cut. Miko had a haircut yesterday. He hates it when I do that, but it's important, especially if he's going to start sunbathing a lot, because he's a long-haired piggy. Gotta cut that. And if you would obviously like to know more about what's happening with us on a day-to-day basis, then definitely follow us on Instagram at Popcorn and Piggy. I share obviously a post almost every day. It's not every day, but it's almost every day. I'm currently reintroducing everyone to the piggies at Popcorn and Piggy. So there's Rolo, Digger, Miko and Finn. So I'm doing a bit of like a bio on them every day. And of course, every day in my stories, I've usually got some cute videos of the pigs, as well as sharing everything else. So if you haven't, definitely come over to Instagram. We're having a little party over there every day. So thank you very much for listening to this episode. Hope you've enjoyed it. We will be back as normal as possible next week to Popcorner of the Week, be sharing your reviews, as well as some educational and helpful and just piggy positive content. So hope you've enjoyed this episode. Reach out to me, let me know if you have any suggestions for the podcast. Obviously go and review if you haven't already, and I'll catch you next Thursday for another episode. See you then. Bye. Thank you for listening to this week's podcast episode. If you enjoyed it, please leave us a star rating and review it on the Apple Podcast app and share it with your piggy friends. It really helps us get our message that guinea pigs are the best animals in the world and are not disposable pets to more people. If you aren't already, follow us on Instagram. Our username is at popcorningpiggy, where we'd love to connect with you and learn all about you and your guinea pigs. Our Instagram account is linked below in the show notes, along with all our other links to our social media. Thank you once again for listening, and we'll be back next Thursday for another episode. See you then. Bye.